joy to be able to welcome you here. I am sorry that for the occasion that means that we have to gather, but I'm grateful that all of you have come to show your solidarity and to pray for peace. At the end of what seems a week of quite extraordinary international news, and our prayers are more than ever needed that we might see peace in Ukraine, and we might see an end to warfare and bloodshed. So thank you so much for gathering with us this afternoon. Everything that you need to know is going to be on the screens. So if you haven't got sight of a sheet, you still don't need to worry. Everything will be on the screen. Hopefully, most of it will be in Ukrainian and in English, except for the Bible reading that is just in English. You are most welcome to join in whatever language feels most comfortable to you. Straight up, I'll be singing English. You do not want me to attempt to sing, not. But if your natural language is something else and you would rather sing in Ukrainian or anything else that you know the words for, feel very free. We've got two hymns and we've got the Lord's Prayer, which you're welcome to join in whatever you prefer. We will be lighting some candles a bit later on and give each of us an opportunity to pause and think about specifically what we would like to pray for as we light a candle. It may be that you want to pray for an individual or a place or the whole situation, whatever it is that you feel is right for you to pause and pray for. And that will be happening a little bit later on in the service. And pleased that Dave Richards from St. Mark's is going to come and speak to us a little bit later. But let's start, shall we, by just pausing, praying, laying down the busyness of the day, of the week, and pausing in prayer. And then I'm going to invite Mark to come and light a candle as a sign of God's presence with us and a sign of God's light bringing hope for the future. But let's pause and pray together. Heavenly Father, we've set aside this time to seek your face for this special part of your world. Lord, we want to stand together with all of those who are daily standing in a place of warfare, of brokenness, and do not have the freedom that you long for. And so this afternoon, Lord, as we gather now, we pray that we would know your presence with us and we would see you at work amongst us and in our world as we cry out to you for peace. Lord Jesus, you said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And we want to be part of that cry for peace this afternoon. So for your glory, we pray. Amen. Shall we stand and sing together, all creatures of our God and King?
Thank you.
Do take a seat. God's word is full of so many different promises, promises of time, of a glorious future, but also reality, a reality of the difficulties that we live in. And so our reading this afternoon is from the Book of Lamentations, and I'm going to hand over to Rod, who's going to read it for us, and then Dave is going to come and speak.
My splendor is gone, and all that I had hoped from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They're new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I called on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your eyes to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, do not fear. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. Lord, you have seen the wrong done to me. Uphold my cause.
Thank you for the invitation to speak this afternoon. I'm humbled. I'm humbled as I speak in this context, remembering all the amazing bravery of the people of Ukraine. This reading is from the Book of Lamentations, and Lamentations is written, or was written, in a context of a country that was invaded. A brutal army had overrun Judah, and the writer is lamenting that fact. And there's a tradition, an encouragement for lamentation in the Bible. Speak out the horrors. If life's rubbish, then tell God it's rubbish. Complain. Bring the rubbish out into the open. Lament. And today, while we lament the cruelty of what's happening in Ukraine, we lament the betrayal of Ukraine by some parts of the West. And we lament the ongoing suffering, a suffering that is huge and certainly beyond my imagining. We lament all of that. Thankfully, lamentation is not the whole story. We can say, my splendor is gone. I remember my affliction, the bitterness and the gall. We're also here to recognize that we are not consumed because of God's love. We have hope in God alongside the lamentation. And hope is an important part of the Christian faith. Jesus gives us hope that in the midst of the deepest despair, in the midst of the most cruel suffering, God is present and God's love wins through. And in this situation, we have hope. We have hope in the example of Jesus. We have hope in the love of God reaching out to us. In the midst of the lamentation, this writer calls on the Lord. I called on your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. You came near when I called you. You said, do not fear. And this afternoon we're lighting candles, we're praying, we're calling on the Lord. We're calling, obviously, for a just end to this war. We're calling for a just peace for Ukraine. I hope we're calling as well for life beyond the end of the war. I'm haunted by two men with whom I worked a long time ago. I'm old enough to have worked with people who were prisoners of war of the Japanese in World War II. And two men in particular remain with me, their thoughts, because of the amazing bitterness which they still felt. This was 30 years on from the end of the Second World War. But if you dared walk into one factory with a set of Japanese spanners, Fred would literally throw things at you. And the danger in any situation like this is an ongoing bitterness. And so while we lament all that's happened, we hope for justice. We hope for peace, a real peace in the future. Not just an absence of war, but a peace which recognizes God's love, God's mercy. A peace which hopefully will bring men and women together as brothers and sisters. Now that's a lot to hope for. But this passage ends with a very positive message. I called upon your name. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. You have seen the wrong done to me. Uphold my cause. And today, as we lament, we pray for an end to suffering, an end to war, a just peace, and a peace that will bring a new start to everyone involved. It's a lot to hope for, but the passage reminds us of God's great love. Thank you for listening, and may God bless us all as we seek peace in this troubled place.
Thank you, Dave. Shall we just pray for a moment? Lord, we thank you for that reminder of your great love for us, of your mercies which are new every morning. And Lord, as we turn to you now to cry out for your intervention and your solution in the suffering that we experience, we pray that we would daily remember your love and your compassion. And you would enable us to keep on hoping and waiting and watching. So, Lord, we ask for that ability to hold on and trust in you when the world around is in chaos. We pray this, asking your help. Amen. So we're going to continue on in our prayers now. And there's some art responses for you to come up with. So I will say the words in yellow, and if you would like to respond in the words in white, each time I will say, Lord, we call to you in our distress, and the invitation is for you to reply, we trust you to answer us. So let's pray. The psalmist writes, I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. And so, Lord, we call to you in our distress. We trust you to answer us. We lift up the people of Ukraine before you. We call to you for mercy and peace. Bring comfort to the bereaved. Bring an end to violence. Lord, we call to you in our distress. We trust you to answer us. We pray for the church, both in Ukraine and in Russia. Give strength to use their hands for healing and courage to speak truth, justice, and love. Lord, we call to you in our distress. We trust you to answer us. We pray for world leaders, especially this week. Guide their responses to this crisis. May hope and grace triumph over fear and hate. Lord, we call to you in our distress. We trust you to answer us. In a moment of silence, let's lift up our fears, our sorrows, and our hopes to the Lord. God of peace, God of love, have mercy on our world. Have mercy on Ukraine. Lord, we call to you in our distress. We trust you to answer us. And so, can I invite you to join me in praying the Lord's Prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as in heaven, give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So we're going to have a time now where I invite anybody who would like to come and light a tea light as a sign of peace, as a prayer for maybe a specific individual or a place or something specific within this whole conflict situation that you feel called to pray for. Joe and Mark are going to come up, and they're going to stand behind the two rails here, and they will have lit tapers. And I invite you to come up, to pick up a tea light, to take the taper from whichever side you're on, light it, and put it back down where it is. So we're not going to do lots of walking around with lit candles, but we'll just light them along the front here. I think we might need one or two more, so I'll put a few more out. But we're just going to do this in quietness, as a sort of mark of our prayer. A silence of respect. So I'm not going to sort of call you up, just to come up. We're grown ups, we can manage that. But just come up, let's keep the sides roughly as they are, and light a candle if you'd like to. No pressure, if you'd rather just sit, that's absolutely fine. Whatever feels right for you. We're going to listen to a song that's been written as a prayer for Ukraine as we watch the candles. Thanks, Mike.
When evil comes upon us, we will stand before this house and implore you. We cry in our distress, and you will hear our desperate prayer and deliver this nation. Groans, foundation shaking, terror stalks the streets today. Your spirit groans for peace, your spirit groans for truth, your spirit groans for justice. We groan along with you. Your spirit groans for peace, your spirit groans for truth, your spirit groans for justice. We groan along with you. No sword may come upon us, we will stand before this house and implore you. We cry in our distress, will hear our desperate prayer and Today, your spirit groans for peace, your spirit groans for truth, your spirit groans for justice. We groan along with you, your spirit groans for peace, your spirit groans for truth, your spirit groans for justice. We groan along with you. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Drawing towards the end of our time together now. And after our service, we'd love to invite you to stay and have hot drinks and cake. You're going to need to stay because there is a lot of cake that needs to be demolished before you're allowed to leave. So I hope you've got nice empty stomachs and that looks amazing. So thank you so much to the Ukrainian community who have been busy baking and making lots of fantastic delicacies. Thank you. We've got one final song to sing. As you leave, you might want to pick up one of these little flyers here that tells you if you'd like to donate things in a practical way to support those over in Ukraine. This leaflet tells you what you can give and how you can do so. So do take one of those with you if you'd like to be involved in a practical way to support those who are still in the Ukraine at the moment. So let's stand together and sing our song that reminds us that God is the one on whom we depend. Humanly, we don't have a lot of hope, but in God, we have lots of hope. So let's stand and sing together. And then at the end, we'll have a blessing. And I'm going to invite you to stay standing for the Ukrainian national anthem. But let's sing this hymn together first.
Oh.
So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.